right. We are talking to Stan Courtney. Stan, you live in Litchfield, as I understand it, and you are...
Yes.
And you are a Bigfoot investigator.
Yes.
Now, tell me your background. What got you into it?
Well, I was raised in Pacific Northwest without the stories out there. And then in around 2002, 2003, there's a lot of TV documentaries. And I just kind of got reinterested.
Yeah. Now, I have been out to the Pacific Northwest, and I talked about it a little bit yesterday. And, I mean, that's a whole industry out there. And I said, I can understand where something, a creature like that, could possibly exist out there. And you know, people might be able to see glimpses, but it could stay out of sight. Now, we come back here to central Illinois, where it's difficult for people or animals or anything to hide. There's not that much stuff to hide behind. And now you got a call a couple of weeks ago about a Bigfoot sighting in Chatham.
Right. Actually, Illinois has 4.5 million acres of forest.
Oh, okay.
And 87,000 miles of wooded streams.
Oh.
So I do understand that most people think of Illinois as just corn and soybeans.
Right.
But usually on any horizon is woods, and that usually means wooded streams. So they're just kind of more, it's easier to find them actually in Illinois because that's where they're at. They're not, you know, you're in the Northwest. I mean, who knows? There are woods everywhere. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell me about the Chatham story.
Okay. What happened in Chatham is a family was getting a new pool liner, and the workman noticed this 18-inch footprint underneath an apple tree. And the family was frightened, and they called the Chatham police, and they came out and looked at it. And understandably, they didn't make any comments. They just looked at it.
Well, yeah, they looked at it and probably thought, okay, who made that?
Right. The homeowner posted it on Facebook, who had a friend on there, mm-hmm. who in turn said they had a friend by the name of John Winterbauer in Springfield,
yeah.
who does research, friend of mine. So John called me, and then we both went out and looked at it.
Okay, so you've seen this thing, you've seen this imprint in the mud, I'm guessing, firsthand.
Yes.
All right.
It is an unusual-looking footprint. Not quite sure why. I think it was leaning forward, taking apples off the tree. This family has never gotten a crop of apples, and they have maybe, I don't know, half dozen to a dozen apple trees.
Mm-hmm.
They're on a heavily wooded stream. It's very dark on the back of their property, and it's about a mile from Lake Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a perfect pathway. It sounds extremely unusual to have an animal in a suburban area like this, but it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, it takes three things for most wild creatures, and that is food, water, and cover. And then in this instance, it had all three.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the only recent thing happening in the Chatham area. I don't have the others written up yet,
mm-hmm.
but there's a total of five incidents where people found footprints or have been hearing unusual sounds.
Aha. Okay.
Right. Now, just because you hear something unusual does not make it a Bigfoot.
Before you go any farther with the five other stories that you're investigating, you mentioned something about the footprint being unusual and that it appeared that maybe it was leaning up to grab apples. Is that because the ball of the foot was wider or a lot wider, looked like it was up on its toes?
Well, their feet are built differently than ours. Where we have a rigid arch, they have what is known as a mid-tarsal break. So the foot just hits the ground differently.
Okay.
And in the picture, the back of the heel was much smaller than I think it was in reality.
Okay. And then also, I meant to ask you about the footprint itself. Does it have lines in it like our footprint, a human footprint would?
Oh, dermal ridges. It just wasn't good enough quality.
Okay.
We're not sure how old that footprint was. It might have been 4 or 5 days old.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right.
All right. So you found, so this was found in Chatham, and then you start getting phone calls about others.
Right. Mm-hmm. There was a footprint found the next day near Sugar Creek Covered Bridge.
Oh, okay.
And the same week, some ghost hunters were run out of the Cumberland Sugar Creek Cemetery, which is about a mile and a half south of there. And a couple of days later, some guys went in there in the nighttime, and they found another 18-inch footprint.
Ah.
There's also a gentleman who lives about a mile from Sugar Creek Covered Bridge who he doesn't have much to go on, but he's starting to get sounds and a horrible smell, and he has a large dog who is just terrified of whatever's in the woods next to their house.
Okay.
So, a lot of times, most of the time, people do not see these things. They hear something or something unusual going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is this? What is the smell? Smell like?
You know, usually the smell, most people describe it as like dirty, dirty laundry or a dead animal.
Okay, kind of locker room.
Yes.
Okay.
That musky smell.
Yuck. Okay, that sounds like a hairy animal that has
right.
been around the woods and in the creeks.
Right.
And I was looking at the picture that has been posted of the footprint, and there seems to be more than five toes. Am I not looking at that correctly?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. It has five toes. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So what about the other, is there some sort of element of maybe hysteria or just copycat? And how do you, because of the resulting stories that you've heard about in the Chatham area, and how do you make sure that it isn't just somebody who wants to make something happen? You know what I mean?
Right. Good question. All these things happened at about the same time.
Okay.
And so it hadn't really became known yet about Chatham. And as anything else, all we can do is talk to the people and judge for ourselves whether we consider them honest or not. Mm-hmm. You know, at this point, it's all anecdotal.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you take a cast or anything of the footprints?
We do. Mm-hmm. We didn't in this instance just mm-hmm. because it was not a good enough footprint,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted other people to be able to look. We had other people coming to look at it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. But from what you saw, does it compare to other things that you've seen in the Northwest or anywhere else for that matter?
Yes. I have seen six set of footprints here close to where I live, and anywhere from 10 inches to 18. 18 is very, very large, and that animal was probably 8 or 9 feet tall.
My goodness. Now, let me ask you this. Does the footprint resemble anything that could be like maybe another animal, perhaps a bear?
Well, you know, that has been suggested. But you can talk to Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah.
Bear are extremely rare.
Right.
In central Illinois. Maybe southern Illinois has a few.
Right.
But and people have suggested, well, this is just a bear print. And, my talking to other people, there's five or six sightings around the Riverton area, a lot of them along the Sangamon River.
Okay.
I have a lot of recordings when I lived in Pawnee of what was a possible Sasquatch. So thinking it's a bear coming into Chatham is almost more far-fetched than what we think it was.
Than a Sasquatch coming
right.
in. Yeah. Let's see, what else was I going to, I had another question on the tip of my tongue and I just completely spaced out there. Okay. I asked you about the thing. Oh, the vocalizations. Did they sound like any other animal?
It's a difficult question because these animals are great mimics.
Oh, okay.
They can make sounds like coyotes.
Uh-huh.
I think that when people describe mountain lion as screaming like a woman, I don't believe that's a mountain lion. You cannot find any videos of a mountain lion ever making that sound.
Mm.
These animals, they can mimic trains, lawnmowers, you name it, they can make it.
That's pretty good.
That is not to say that any sound we don't recognize is a Bigfoot.
Right.
We have a lot of coyotes. We have a lot of fox. I've seen bobcat here, and I've seen four mountain lions in central Illinois.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of other game out there.
Yeah. We're talking to Stan Courtney, who is a, how do you describe yourself? Bigfoot investigator?
Yes, I guess that's okay.
Okay. I'm a big woods walker, and I love to go by myself. I don't know how safe that is. I always think to myself, well, there's nothing really that can harm me out there except a human. How are they with humans? I mean, if I were to come across a Bigfoot in the woods, would it run away?
No, I think it would do the opposite.
No, you're kidding, right?
No. These animals are aware of us,
uh-huh.
And they can be intimidating, especially to hunters,
uh-huh.
that are in their area, or fishermen if they want the fish. Typically, that is limited to vocalizations.
Okay.
And a lot of people hear them, and they don't realize what it is.
What it is that they're hearing, yeah.
They become frightened, and they say, let's get out of here.
Right. I've certainly had that feeling before. And let me tell you something else that I've had when I've been in a certain woods. I won't say where it is, but it is in right here in central Illinois. Something throwing rocks, or
uh-huh.
it appears like a rock has been thrown at me,
right.
But nobody's around.
Absolutely.
Is that an indicator?
That is one major indicator. I don't know any other animal in North America that throws rocks at people.
Yeah.
Typically, they don't throw them to hit people or to hurt
yeah.
people. It's just kind of a thing to say, hey, are you noticing me? Are you paying
right.
attention? Let's see if we can scare this gal out here in our
yeah.
in our backyard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Stan, you've scared me now. I don't think I'll be walking in the woods.
You know, my only advice
myself.
To people is I don't advise people to walk in the dark alone.
Yeah, well, not in the dark. It's usually in the day in the woods.
Right.
But that's probably not a smart idea anyway for a woman to do.
Well, you know, my only concern is at night is a mountain lion. And I don't want to be out there and become frightened and be alone.
Right. Right, right. Okay, well, besides this little cluster around this area, anywhere else in Illinois that seems to have some activity going?
One area is up around Seneca, the Morris area.
Mm-hmm.
They've always had a lot of reports, and they continue to come in.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting reports from the Cook County area, odd as that seems.
Hmm.
But as people are watching more of these Bigfoot documentaries,